Okay, so today I brought in the Slenimer. Rav Berezovsky, Shalom Noach Berezovsky, and he died in this century, so he's very modern. He writes in beautiful Hebrew, if you would like that. Something like that. Yeah, you can look it up. Okay, so for Parshat Yitro, he talks about two things. One, he says that whenever we have a chag, it awakens that part in the Torah that talks about that chag, and so we read it. But also the opposite. Whenever we read in the Torah about a chag, it awakens that chag in our mind. So this Shabbat is like a Shavuot, a little Shavuot. Okay? So that's one thing. The second thing he talks about is there is a notion that before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, 100 days, that we have to start working on our Yirat Hashem, our fear of God, right? Because we have to make real changes in who we are and we have to fear God. And it's based on a pasuk, Ma Hashem Elokecha Sho'al Mimcha Ki'im Li'ara'at Hashem Elokecha. What does Hashem your God ask for you except for fear of God? And then it says, La'lechet b'chol derachav u'la'ava oto. To walk in all his ways and to love him. And the Zohar talks about these two aspects of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yira, fear, and Ahava, love. So the Slonimer points out that Shavuot is around Be'erech 100 days before Shavuot.
Oh, so it's like...
And so, exactly what we...
We're loving God right? In Shavuot, but then we keep, after we love him in Shavuot, we need to start fearing him.
Well, not until Tammuz. That's when we start fearing him, right? So we have a little break. So, but now is starting the 100 days, and he says that the Sfirat HaOmer is like the counting of the 7 days that every Kala has to count before she goes to the mikveh. And then she goes to the mikveh, and then Hashem and the Jewish people have Yichud. We're alone together because we showed Hashem we love him, and Hashem chose us that he loves us. And so Shavuot is this time of complete unity between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now, this Shabbat starts when we have to start thinking about how much we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how much he loves us, and it's a little Shavuot Katana.